President Obama began his tour of Western Alaska with a stop in Bristol Bay, landing in Dillingham just before noon. While Obama had sparkling clear weather for his tour around Seward yesterday, it was drizzling and a little chilly for the duration of the Dillingham stop. "No mind," says residents. That's what fishing weather is usually like in the region, and fishing was the main thing locals wanted the president to know more about while he was in salmon country. KDLG's Hannah Colton has more.
Dillingham's Samuka Smith was among a delighted crowd of about 150 who waited at the airport to greet the president for his noon arrival.
I mean, this is the most excitement we've had, and maybe we'll get some of our issues taken care of with the pebble mine and drilling. I hope he sees the beauty of our town, of the area, actually.
The motorcade then took Obama to a closed event on Dillingham's Kanakanak Beach, a popular subsistence fishing spot on the Nooshigak Bay. There, the president got a lesson on picking fish from a set net. He was going to learn how to cut fish as well, but it seems the Secret Service nixed any sharp knives on the beach. The president was given a jar of smoked salmon and seemed impressed as he sampled some traditional salmon strips.
That's a good recipe right there. Yeah. You guys used to have salmon cakes?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yes,
break up some Ritz crackers in them, mix it up, fry them up. That was right here in Bristol Bay.
Mr. Obama didn't take any questions from the press, but in brief remarks, he stressed the need to protect subsistence and commercial fishing in the bay against oil and gas exploration and other environmental threats. A larger crowd was gathered out of the rain in the middle school gym, where the president watched several traditional dances prepared by the 4-H Native Dance Group. He surprised them by hopping up to join them for an encore.
I've been practicing.
Dancer Haley Carty says she's a little overwhelmed by her moment in the spotlight dancing for the president.
It was kind of weird and pretty nervous.
After the school, the motorcade stopped at a local grocery where Mr. Obama grabbed lunch from the deli and commented on the high food prices in Bush, Alaska. Then Dillingham's wet but enthusiastic crowd downtown got their last glimpse of the commander-in-chief before it was back to the airport to board Air Force One. Young Dante Luckhurst was among those just happy to enjoy the spectacle of the day.
We got to see a lot of cops, and we seen a lot of black cars and army men, and we seen a good plane flying by that the president was in.
The light drizzle hardly let up for the president's brief stop in Bristol Bay. Inside of 3 hours, Obama was back on Air Force One, bound for Kotzebue. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.